I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Thank you. Thank you. Please, have a seat if you have one. Take a seat. Folks, before I begin, I want us to take a short pause to send our love to Nancy and Paul Pelosi. I've been on the phone with Nancy, arranged for her to be able to get from Washington out to see her husband, Bobby. She's on the plane now, heading out there. And you've seen the news. He was attacked in their home. And when I spoke to the speaker, she said that he's doing okay. He went to the hospital, was operated on, and he seems to be coming along well. He's in good spirits, and the whole family's there. While this invasion is ongoing, the news reports indicate it was intended to be an attack on the house Nancy Pelosi lives in, the third ranking person in the United States in line to be president. You know, it's reported that the same chant was used by this guy they have in custody that was used on January 6th in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. I'm not making this up. This has been reported. I can't guarantee it. I can tell you what's being reported. The chant was, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" This is despicable. There's no place in America. There's too much violence, political violence, too much hatred, too much vitriol. And what makes us think that one party can talk about stolen elections, COVID being a hoax, there's all a bunch of lies, and it not affect people who may not be so well balanced? What makes us think that it's not going to corrode the political climate? Enough is enough is enough. Every person of good conscience needs to clearly and unambiguously stand up against the violence in our politics, regardless what your politics are. All of us. All of us together, as Americans, knowing Paul and Nancy and the families I do, they're tough as they come. But we're praying for him. We're optimistic for his full recovery.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.